Beginning current daf, Masech Dizvachim daf Ayin Hey. Begin on the bottom of Ayin Dalma Beis, three lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which the Perikol Benav Kol Hazvachim Shenes Arvu, regarding karbanas that get mixed up into other things that are prohibited to be brought as karbanas. And so the Mishnah described those that are Isur Hana, those that are just Asur Ligvaya. And then the Mishnah described Kachim Bekachim, regarding if types of karbanas get mixed up with other karbanas. Min B'minay Chulu, it described if they're the same type, etc., if they're different types. So the Gemara asks a question on one of the halachas of the Mishnah, but v'habayi smicha. The problem is, it described if, let's say, different types of karbanas get mixed up, but if they're the same type of karban, although we don't know who the owner is, so then we said, okay, Yaakov l'mishahu, so sacrifice whoever the owner is. We're going to do the same avodah anyway. They're both chatayis, they're both oilas. So just, we don't know which is Reuben, which is Shimon. Just have in mind, whoever it is, it should work for. And that is the Gemara, but you need to have a halacha of the carbon is that the owner is the one who's bringing the carbon, has to do smicha, has to lean on the animal. Problem is, we don't know who the owner is to lean on it, and you're not allowed to lean if you're not the owner, because then you're doing work with the carbon. And the problem is, but the Mishnah says you just sacrifice whatever it is, but what's with the halacha of smicha? Some of Yisvi says, you're right, but carbon noshim. Our Mishnah is describing two types of karbanas that are the same type, that were from women that were bringing karbanas, where they don't need smicha, as the Gemara says in Kedushin of Lama Vav Med Aleph, says in the Pasuk by smicha b'nei Yisrael, which is, and not b'nei Yisrael, actually women do not need to do smicha, therefore that's not a problem. And that is the Gemara, Ava b'karban anashim loy, but what, regarding if it's actually the case of our Mishnah was, regarding men's karbanas, then it actually would not be able to be sacrificed the way the Mishnah describes it, for, if it has that mixture of the same type. But on that, the Gemara asks, as we get to the top of Ein Heim and Aleph, Eisvei Abaya, he asks from the following Braisa. The Braisa says carbon, which Rashi points out that there are those who have the Girsa into the Tosefta, whenever it says carbon, it refers to carbon chattas. Others say, no, it could be any carbon. But the idea is the same. The carbon yachad shenis arv b'carbon yachad. If one person's private carbon gets mixed up with another person's private carbon. Or if a carbon tzibur shenis arv b'carbon tzibur, or one public carbon, like a carbon tamid was a public carbon that gets mixed up with another carbon tzibur. Or if a carbon yachid of a carbon tzibur shenis arv zebezeh. Or if, let's say, and we're talking about how do they get mixed in, obviously because they're the same type of animal, a private person's carbon, like a nasi, which is when the king sins, he has to bring a sari he goat, and it gets mixed up with a carbon tzibur, which is also a sar, like the sa'iri haragalim on Yom Tov, they would also bring a he goat. So if you have these carbonas that are mixed up, so what do? So says the Braisa, nisin dal matonis mekol echad v'echad. So each one, if it's a karma chattas, like we're describing the Tosefta, they need to have, a karma chattas has to be put on all the four corners of the mizbeach. And, okay, we don't know which is which, but each one has to have four matanas dam of it put on the corners. And whoever it is, it'll be four. Now, v'im nasin matan mikol echad yatzah, the Braisa says, however, if let's say they only did one gift of blood on the corner, on one corner of the mizbeach for each one, then it's valid, as the Gemara said in Daf Lamed Vav Beis and Perek B'Shamay, a kol on the turn on Mizbeach Achitzen, any carbon that's put on the outer Mizbeach, even the carbon chattas, if Shenasana B'Betanas Achas, if you did it with one gift, keep her, after the fact, it's going to be valid. Moreover, continues the Braisa, V'Nasan Arba Mikulon, if let's say he gave a sum total of four from these two carbonas that got mixed up, which there's discussion in the Rishon what that means, it could mean that there's two matanis, although you're supposed to have four, each one he gave two of. So then Yatza, so that also he has fulfilled his obligation, because that's for sure, because as we said, even if you do only one gift of blood, that atones for sure if you did two from each, which is a sum total of four. Now, qualifies the Braisa, but Medva Mum, when did we say this? That initially you need to have four gifts of blood from each one. So although we don't know which whose sar this is this the Nasi sar? Is this the Tzibrit sar? So either way, they're both chatayis, they have to do four from each. When did we say this? Shenis arvu chayin, if the animals got mixed up when they're still alive. So you don't know whose animal it is, so you'll do the avoidus of a chatas for either one anyway, and it'll be fulfilled for whichever one it is, but you have to do the avoidus of four matanas tam, like any chatas. Alvanis arvu shchutin, but says the Braisa, let's say they got mixed up when they were already slaughtered, meaning the bloods got mixed up, which is based on the halachic principle of yesh bila, that they totally get mixed up one and the other, that every molecule has each one of them inside of the other one, and they're both mixed up in one cup. Then says the Braisa, noisin arba matanas mikulan. Then you don't have to give four gifts of each one. Then you just give one total of four gifts of blood, because every throwing that you're doing will have a mixture of both of them. So it comes out from that four times that you're doing it, it'll be each one is being done for, because in that one time, it has both blood's mixed into it. Now continues the Brisa Vimnasan Matana Achas Mikulon Yatza. And if you only did one gift of blood from all they're both karbanos are mixed into one cup. So if you do one thing, so after the fact that will be valid because you're doing both in that one shot of blood. Rebbe Eimer, he qualifies that, he disagrees. He says, well, Rayanas Matana, we see that gift of blood. Im Yeshba Kadela Ze or Kadela Ze, if in that one gift of blood, the one throwing of the blood on the corner, there's enough blood to have been a mixture of both Karbanis' blood. If you a minute amount, a molecular, then it's only having one, not both. If there's enough of both, then kasher, then it's going to be valid. But if not, then it's going to be invalid because you might be only having the blood from one carbon and not having the requisite shear from another carbon. That's the brisa. Concludes Abaya, Katani yachad domi ditzib. But one thing is that we see that the brisa is equating the mixture of private karbanis with public karbanis. Now, we can make the following comparison. Matzibur Gavri, just like a carbon tzibur, is men, because they're the ones that give the machtza shekel, they're the ones who are the owners of the carbon tzibur. So af yachad gavri. So then, obviously, the case of the individual karbanis that are mixed up are also of men. And even though they do need smicha, and still we see that we do go ahead with it, like the halach of a mishnah, not like that the Gemara had answered from Rav Yisab, they're only talking about women's karbanis. Now Rashi points out, why do we have to ask from the carbon yachid, comparable to the carbon tzibur that's men? Why don't you just ask directly from the carbon tzibur? The reason is because a carbon tzibur doesn't have smicha. The only carbon tzibur that's brought by the public that has smicha is by the chatois apanimius, by the chatois that the bloods are thrown inside the hechel. And here we're talking about the chatois achatenius, because the halacha, the Brais is talking about that it says, and if you give one gift of blood, you have fulfilled your obligation, and actually by the chatois apanimius, if you do one gift of blood, it's actually going to be possible. Because if you miss any one of the matanas of the chatois apanimius, it's actually possible. So obviously we're talking about chatois achatenius, and there's no halacha smicha. But by at least by the individual, we're talking about men, and yet you see that although there's smicha, you see we still go ahead with it. So Amar Rava, Rava says that this price is not difficult on Rav Yosef. Because v'tizburahom taretztahi, do you think that this Bryce is even precise that you're asking from this Bryce under Yasef? You think that the case that the Bryce was qualifying and saying, oh, the halacha that we're talking about is only when they're alive, there, as you thought that it was talking about, it's talking about alive, and they got mixed up, and you still see we're going to go ahead with the Avodah, even though they're lacking smicha. But by Shechita, we said, oh, so that's different. We said, that, oh, they're mixed together anyways, and then you only have to do one time four, not two times four. And that's as Rabbi, you think that's precise? But the Tani, the Brisa said is this. The Brisa says, Bamed Vamum, it was qualifying the halacha of the Brisa. When did we say this, that then you're going to do four from each? It's Christmas Arvu Chayin, is when they got mixed up when they're alive. Abnasarvu Shchut and Loi. But if they got mixed up slaughtered, then no, as we said. And that asks Rava, Mali Chayim, Mali Shchutin, as we explained, what's the difference if it's alive or if it's slaughtered? In other words, you think you cannot have the halacha of the Brisa when they're slaughtered, just like you had it when they're alive? The whole halacha that the Brisa was saying, that you have to do from each one separate. Why? Because they're alive, they're not mixed together, the bloods. You could have the same halacha of not being mixed together to require from each one four matanas, even when it is slaughtered. Why? For example, if the bloods got mixed up, not in one cup, but that the cups got mixed up, you would still require four from each. So why do you have to say davka chayin, not shchutin? You could have the same halacha even if it's shchutin, but the cups got mixed up, not that it got mixed into one cup. So Ella rather says Rava, obviously, that although it's qualifying as halacha is only when they're chayin, it's not precisely meaning only that if it's alive. And actually, therefore it's not difficult in Rav Yosef, it's actually not alive. And it's not lacking smicha. Because you're right, like Rav Yosef said it was lacking smicha, we wouldn't go ahead with it, we wouldn't be able to do it. Rather, says Rava, all the cases of the Brais Tumat that it was slaughtered, and therefore the smicha was already done before it got mixed up. What does it mean when it says, oh, when did we say the halacha of the Brais only when it's alive? It means slaughtered how an animal is when it's alive, meaning that the bloods did not mix together. Says Rava Hachikam, and this is what the Brais is saying. But the Medvam, when did we say this halacha, ishenes arvo shchutin ke'en chayim, as if the animals that were slaughtered got mixed up in the way live animals get mixed up, meaning bekaisis in cups, meaning we don't know which is the cup of the yachid, which is the cup of the tzibur. Avababailu? But, continues the Brisa, that if let's say they got mixed up all together in one cup, that's what the Brisa says, then nisen dal matanas lakulin, then you only have to do one gift of four for all them, vim nas matana achas lakulin yatsa, and if you did one from all, then it's going to be valid. Now, so therefore, according to the Rav's answer, when the Braitha says Av b'shchutin, although it's not really talking about shchutin, because even the Reisha was talking about shchutin, it's just because since we called the mixture of cups chayin, so we called the mixture of it all together in one, we called it shchutin. Again, therefore it's not difficult in Rav Yosef because it's not lacking smicha, but if it was lacking smicha, then actually, yeah, like Rav Yosef said, we would not go ahead with it because even if you say, let it be whichever owner it is, but who's going to do the smicha? You have to do the smicha, and if it's not the owner, you can't do smicha. And therefore, it's like he said, that rather the halacha of our mishnah is only by the carbon of nashim, of women. Now, once we quoted the Braisa, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yaimer, he had said, in disagreement with the Tanakama, says, well, you can't just do one gift and be yaitza necessarily. He says, roinas of atan, you have to see that one gift of blood. If there's enough in that one gift of blood that it could have had the requisite measurement of each one of those karbanas in that one gift, which because they got mixed into one cup, then it's valid. But if not, it's going to be invalid. And that is the Gemara. Mi isli le Rebbe Haisvar. Does Rebbe hold of that idea that a matanas of dam needs a requisite share, a measurement, a minimum measurement to be fulfilled an obligation of a matanas dam? Because if it's mixed together, of course, you're not getting down to molecular level. Sounds like he holds as a minimum that it has to have, and it has to have that from both. But Vatanya, when the Braisa, I'm a Rebbe, he says, the Divi Rebbe Eliezer, according to the words of Rebbe Eliezer, as we continue to with Beis, which later on the Gemara brings this in this parak, the halacha, that if a pitcher of the Mechatis, which is the Paraduma waters, which inside that fell some generic water, which is not mechatas, which has certain qualifications that it has to have to be valid, to be used for the purification process of someone that became tamei from a dead person. So Rabbi Eliezer says that what you do is you have to spray on that person two times instead of one time. Now, Rebbe explained Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is really Rabbi Eliezer holds what's called yesh bila. Really, that all they're mixed together. And there is no minimum measurement of how much has to be sprayed on the person who became tummy. And the truth is, even one spray would be enough. It's just a rabbinic penalty so that we don't get used to this idea of mixing in other waters so that we could save on the quantity of mixing in other waters into the mechatas water. And that's what we learned over there, that Rebbe said, according to the words of Rebbe Eliezer, hazah, the spraying of the afer para, of the ashes of the paraduma, even a minute amount will purify the person. And hazah in the tzrichashir, because the spray has no minimum measurement. And even if hazah mechtza kasher, mechtza pasul, even if the spraying is going to have a mixture of half of it being valid mechatas and half of it being invalid, even that it's a mixture, is not going to be problematic. Now, the reason for this is because since there's a halachic principle of yesh bila, which means that there is a mixture, so therefore, no matter what gets sprayed on the person, it's going to have some of the kosher mechatas in it. And like we said, there's no minimum measurement of how much has to be sprayed on the person. Now, as Rashi points out, not necessarily saying half of it is kosher, half of it not. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you had a measurement, then what would it help by doing two sprays? Maybe still the majority from is invalid. But one thing that we see is that according to Rebbe, there is no minimum measurement. Now, the assumption of the Gemara is that, so the same thing would apply, not just to spraying mechatas on a person that's tmei mes, but also to doing the matanas dam on the mizbech. So if he says that there's no minimum measurement, so how are we saying that he has to say, oh, it has to have a certain amount? So the Gemara gives two answers. Either ledvav d'Rebbe Elazar kamar, either you're right, he holds that there is minimums in how much has to be sprayed. There, that halacha is saying, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what he holds. But he himself holds that there would be a minimum, let's say, even by the paraduma. Or viba, he's saying, well, if you want, you could say that, no, they're different. Hazal l'chud, the spraying of the person that's tamei with the paraduma ashes, that's one thing. That has no minimum. But v'nesina l'chud. However, the giving of the blood of a carbon on the mizbeach, that does need a measurement, because that has to be visible on the two corners of the corner of the mizbeach, because it has to go on two sides. That has a certain measurement, and that he holds it has to have the requisite amount. And if it's not a contradiction that there he holds is no measurement, yet over here by the zrika of the dam, of the nesinas dam, that it does have to have a minimum measurement. Now the Gemara continues to explain the halach of a mishnah with the mixture of different types of karbanas. Let's say nisarvu bebechor u'maiser v'chuluf. Let's say certain types of karbanas got mixed up with a firstborn animal or with a maiser behema, and we don't know which is which, and they have different avoidis. So you can't sacrifice it for whoever it is. But the problem is, generally, you let the animal graze, develop a blemish, and then you sell it, and you use the proceeds. The problem is, Bechor and Maiser don't have the halacha of pidyon, of redemption. They cannot be used and sold in the open marketplace and done whatever you want with it. There's certain limitations that the Chazal learned out from the Pesukim that you could do. So therefore, we have to treat all of the Kadshim, Chatas, Oyla, Wishlam, whatever it is, that has to have the same type of limitations as the Bechara Meister, meaning we let it develop a blemish, and you have to eat it with those limitations. Now, the Gemara brings a halacha that relates back to this teaching. Amar Rami Bar Chama says, it's obvious to me, Bechar LeBeis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, his understanding of a firstborn animal, Ein Machin L'Nidus. That is even if, let's say, the Bechar had a blemish and it was eaten even be out of the Beis HaMikdash, that the Braisa brings in Masechtas Becharis of Lamigimel Med Aleph, that Beis Shammai hold that a tummy person, like a Nida, cannot partake of a Bechar, still has certain sanctity. Now the question, however, Rami Bahama had, however, is Tumurasai. But the Tumura, which the halacha is that when someone tries to swap the sanctity of a carbon onto another unconsecrated animal, halacha is that actually now both of them have the sanctity of that carbon. Now the halacha is that the Tumura of a Bechar is not sacrificed. Unlike other carbonis where even the Tumura is sacrificed, by Bechar it's not. Rather, you wait till it develops a blemish, and then you could eat it like the way a Bechar is when it develops a blemish. But the question is, Mahu, what's the halacha? Would we also say that the blemished Tumura can also not be eaten by a Nida just like a Bechar is when it's even blemished according to Beis Shammai? Or do we say, no, Tumura does not have the limitation? Similar question. We know Bechar ain't a Nifta, that a firstborn animal cannot be redeemed to be removed from the halachic sanctity or quality of a Bechar to then have it be de-consecrated onto monies and that the animal can then be used for whatever it wants, like a regular animal. Bechar, that cannot be done. Question is, Tumurasimah, what's halacha with the Tumura? Is that also limited that it cannot be deconsecrated? A third question. We know Bechar ain't a nishkal belitra. That is, if a kohen is coming to sell the flesh of the Bechar, it cannot be sold with weights that as it's done by in the marketplace by regular animals. Tumurasimah, what's halacha with the Tumura? Is that also limited in that area? So on that, Amarav, he says, Tanya, what in the Braisa? It says, regarding the firstborn animal and the 10th animal from the flock from that year, when they develop a blemish, so eisin timura, so then we can still, the halacha of timura will still apply, even though it's blemished, because although generally karbanis, they lose the sanctity at a certain point, bechari never does, and for sure could make a timura when it's unblemished, and timurasin kayyitzaban, its timura will have the same halacha. So we see, answering whatever the questions are, that just like Bechar has those limitations, so too will the Timur. Another question. Boy Rambacham, he says, Hitvis Bechar lebedek habayis. If let's say the person has, the kohen has the firstborn animal, and then develop a blemish. So it's not going to be brought as a carbon. Now he goes, and he gives it, he sanctifies it to the temple upkeep, to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, Mao sheyishko belitra, what's the halacha? Although generally the halacha is that one is not allowed to sell the Bechar's meat with a litra, with certain weights, as is done by, which is disrespectful for the meat of Bechar, because it still holds on to its sanctity of Bechar. In this situation, would we be allowed to use these weights so that we are exacting in the sale, so that we can increase the price value of the piece of meat that we're selling, or not? What's the question? Rav chode hektish adif, do we prefer the gain of hektish? Because there's a similar halacha regarding psuli hamakdashin, which is when the carbon becomes invalid, as the Gemara says in Bechares Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, that since the benefit of the sale is going to Hektish, where the value is going to be deconsecrated onto the money, which then we could go ahead and buy the carbon from that same species. So the halacha is that you could weigh it with a litra, by a regular carbon that became possible. So the question is, do we see here also that since this Bechari is now owned by the Bedek Abayis, by the temple upkeep, it's a gain of hektish, and therefore you could sell it with the weights? Idilma zilusa de Bechari adof. Maybe do we say that? No. The disgrace of the Bechari sanctity is stronger because it's not the same as regular Psulei Mekdashin, because over there, that the gain of monetary, of selling it by weight, is for the sanctity of that animal. Let's say it's Karmen Chattas, that became invalid. So you can't use it, so you have to sell it and then use the money to buy new chattas. But what you're doing to the animal is disgrace of selling with weights will then benefit that same carbon itself because you're going to buy a new chattas with those proceeds. But here, the money is not going for Kedushas Bechar, it's going to the temple upkeep. And therefore, you're going to say, maybe you're not going to disgrace the sanctity of Bechar because of gaining somewhere else for Hektish in another area. So Amar Yisib Bar Zvi, this is Toshima. Let's bring a raya from our Mishnah, which we quoted before. Our Mishnah said this Arvu B'Becharu B'Maisrav. Let's say other Kabbalas get mixed up with the firstborn animal and the tenth animal. The halacha is Yiru Achi Yistavu, so they have to graze until they develop a blemish. And then V'Yechlu K'Becharu U'K'Maisrav. You could sell it, maybe you could do certain things, but limited. It could only, and also even how it's consumed is limited, like a Bechar and like Maisrav. Says the Gemara, Lav L'Memer, isn't that telling us? The Eina Nishko B'Litra, that even though that now you're going to lose money from the other karbanas that are mixed up, because you're not going to have to sell it the way you normally do, it's all limited to abachayr is, which you can't do by weights, you can't do it out in public. So it's a loss of hektish. And even so, we say, still, since it's going to be disgraceful for the bachayr that is mixed over there, we don't do it, we limit it to the bachayr. So that answers the question. You see that we're not going to consider the gain of hektish for the loss of the prestige of the bachayr. So that the Gemara says, no, Rav Huna, Rav Chizke, Tamid, Rav Yirmiya, it was students of Yirmiyah Amri, they said, Midami, is it comparable, the halacha of our Mishnah, to the case we're discussing? Hasam, over there in the Mishnah, Shtei Kedushas Ushnei Gufin. There's two different sanctities and two different bodies of animals. You have the Karbanis, which the benefit goes to Hekdesh, and you have the Bechar that's mixed up, which the money and the benefit goes to the Kain. The Kain owns the Bechar, and not Hekdesh. So we're talking about two different animals with two different sanctities. So therefore, because of the gain of Hekdesh, which is value is for Karbanas, we're not going to disgrace the Bechar, which is a different animal, and its benefit doesn't even go to Hekdesh. However, in contrast, Hachol, be here by the case we're discussing, by the Bechar, which had a mum, which then the Kain, who the owner of the Bechar, gives it over to the Bedek Abayis, Shtei Kedushas V'Guf Echad, it has two different sanctities, meaning because it has the sanctity of the Bechar, and now it also changed to get the sanctity of Bedek Abayis, but it's one animal. And since we're talking about that they both, the benefits would go to the Hekdesh, to Bedek Abayis, maybe we would be mezalzel, we would be disgraceful in the sanctity of the Bechar, to give the benefit to the same owner, to that of Hekdesh. So therefore there's no raya from our Mishnah. Now, on that, Maskevelo Reb Yisi Bar Oven, he asked, what's Rami Bochama's question? His question is, because although we know, of course we know you're not allowed to sell the Bechar in a disgraceful way by weighing in all these different things, but his question was, but since it's owned by Bedek Abayis, by Hekdesh, so we see sometimes we will do things for the gain of Hekdesh, even though like the regular Psula Mekdashin is downgrading it, but we would do it for their gain. Although the Gemara says no raya from a Mishnah, but that was Rami Bochama's question. On that he asked, I don't understand. He said, Ma ilu amar. He says, imagine if someone would say, Haftu li Bechar, I want you to redeem for me a firstborn Bechar that became blemished, that I want it, that it should be totally deconsecrated, like other Psula Mekdashin, that the other karbanas that develop a blemish, that it should be totally chulin. I want to be able to shear the wool, I want to be able to work with it, which you could do with other karbanas, but you can't do with Bechar. Shehet fisul b'adik abayis, if it's in the situation where it was designated, it was sanctified to Hekdesh, klum shaymalei, would we listen to him? Of course not. The halacha the Torah tells you is you cannot deconsecrate a Bechar, no matter, even if it's owned by Hekdesh, and Hekdesh is going to gain, because the consumer is saying, I'll pay a lot, but I want to be able to work with this animal. Of course not. So here also, there's no difference. We're not going to be able to be mezalzel in the mechir and sell it by weight. So what was Rabbi Bochama's question? That responds to the Gemara, have to? You're asking from redeeming it? Rachmana amalei sifta. The Torah says, you're not allowed to redeem it. Regarding biblical law, that was not our question. Our whole question was regarding rabbinic law. This of selling it by weights was a rabbinic measure of protecting the sanctity. That was our question. Maybe for the gain of Hekdesh we would. But don't ask for me from the halacha of redemption, which the Torah says that you can't redeem it. So El Omar Rabami, rather, it says Rabami. No, this is what Rabbi Yisib Oven was asking. Klum hiknezeh, this kayin, who he got the Bechar, but it's blemished, so he can't bring it as a kayin. This kayin that is making it acquired to Bedek Abayis. Is he acquiring to Hekdesh? Elamash Shekanuloi. Only what was acquired to him in the Bechar, that's the only thing he could then go ahead and acquire it then to Hekdesh. And therefore, what rights does the Kohen have? The Kohen only has the rights of selling it in a certain limited way as the Bechar is. So therefore, obviously, you see that even though now that it's Hekdesh's, but Hekdesh can't get more in the acquisition of it, more than the person that's selling it to them, and therefore, obviously, that you cannot be shekel it, but literally, you can't sell it with weights, even though it would be a gain for Hekdesh. The Gemara continues with the halacha of Mishnah that qualified and says, HaKol Yechon Les Arvachulu. Every type of carbon could get mixed up with another type. Chatos and Oilom, Oilom Shlamim, but there's one exception. The Mishnah said, but Chatos Nashim, they can't get mixed up. So that is the Gemara Maish Lachatas B'Ashem. Why is it that a Chatas, a sin offering, and the Ashem, a guilt offering, cannot get mixed together? Because the high Zachar behind the Kaver, because the carbon Ashem is a Zachar, and the Ashem, and the Chatas is in the Kaver, and the Ashem is a Zachar. But if that's the case, so you can tell which one's male, which one's female, and therefore they can never get mixed up. Well, chatas vaylanami. Then a chatas, which is always a female, and the oil, which is always a male, also not going to get mixed up. So why are we only saying chatas and ashem? Says the Gemara, no, ikasar nasi, because you could have a chatas that is a male. The sar nasi, when the king makes an error, he commits a sin, he brings a karma chatas, which is a he-goat, which is a male. And therefore you could have a chatas and oil getting mixed together, which they'll both be zachar, they'll both be male. Now, the Gemara has another question, which the same Kachim is brought on the side of the Gemara, that the Gemara asks, well, if that's the case, then Ashem Nami, then the carbon Ashem, which is only always a male, could also get mixed up with a Chatas, because you have the Sar of the Nasi, which you just said, is a male carbon. So then you could get mixed up Ashem and Chatas and Nasi, because you could have a Chatas that's a male. And that says the Gemara, no. High Sayer, the carbon Chatas, the Sar, the He-Goat, doesn't have wool, it only has hair. But v'hai tzemer, the ashem is only a ram, which has wool, because an ashem is only from ayil, so therefore you can't mix them up. Even though you could have a case of a chatas having it being a zachar, but then there's another reason why it's not going to get mixed up with an ashem, because one's going to have hair and one's going to have wool, and therefore it's an obvious difference. So the Gemara asks, well then pesach v'ashem nami l'ma'av, we should have said another case that cannot get intermingled, a karma chatas with a karma ashem. Because high ben shana, a karma chatas has to be within its first year, high ben shtei shanim, and the ashem has to be in its second year, so they can't get mixed up. We can tell by the age. So the Gemara says, no, ikka ashem nazir v'ashem mitzayra. There are cases of ashem mixing up with Pesach, because by an asham of a nazir and the asham of a mitzayra, it says keves, and a keves, a lamb, always is in its first year, and that's the case, getting mixed up with the carbon Pesach. Or if you want to give another answer, because sometimes there is an animal in its first year that looks like a two-year-old, and sometimes a two-year-old looks like a one-year-old, and therefore they can still get mixed up even though they're different ages and we would not be able to differentiate, and therefore a Pesach could still get mixed up with even a regular carbon ashem. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme of our parak regarding taroivis, mixtures of karbanis. So it says the Mishnah, Ashem Shenis Arav Bishlam, a unique halacha, regarding an Ashem that get mixed up with a Shlamim, because here the Matan Damim are the same. Shabbat Shimon says, Shneim Yishchetu B'tzav. What you do is as follows. Both of them are slaughtered in the north, although Shlamim doesn't have to, but it could be, and Ashem has to be, it's Kachi Kachim. V'yayichlu Kachamer Shaben, and you consume the meat of the Karbanis as the most stringent of the two, which is the Ashem, which it has to be eaten only by the male Kahanim, has to be eaten only in the courtyard, has to be eaten only for a day and a night, like the halachas of Ashem, although Shlam doesn't have those limitations, but it might be, we don't know which one's the Ashem, which is the Shlam. And the one who has to bring the Shlam has fulfilled his obligation of his vow, because ultimately, whichever one is the Shlam, they're having in mind, it should be the Shlam for that owner. Now, but since we don't recognize which is which, so you have to eat according to the stringency of the Karban Ashem, and there's no problem about Matan Damim, which we have for other Karbanis, because the gifts of the Shlamim and the Ashem, although one's Kachin Kalim, one's Kachin Kalim, is actually the same. So therefore, it's going to work itself out. On that, Amar Loi, the Chacham said to Reb Shimon, no. Ein levin kachim lebeis apsul, you're not allowed to bring karbanis that's going to become invalid. Because here, you're minimizing the amount of time that a shlam could be eaten, both in the amount of people and in the amount of time that it could be eaten. Because shlam could be eaten by anyone, ashram could only be eaten by zechikuna. A shlam could be eaten for 2 days and one night, ashram only for a day and a night. And also even where you could eat it. And therefore, you're going to end up causing that the shlam is not going to be able to be consumed in its amount of time, which is going to cause it to become nicer, and therefore it's going to become puzzle, it's going to become invalidated. Rather, Chum disagree, they say no. Both karbanis should graze, develop a blemish, and be sold, like we say by other kachim, they get mixed up with different types of karbanis, and then you'll use the monies for the proceeds, you buy a new karban shlam and a new karban ashram. Now, continues the Mishnah, let's say in this arv chatichas bechatichas, let's say instead of animals, pieces of the karbanis get mixed up. So let's say kachim bekachim kalim. Let's say a kachim piece of meat gets mixed up with a kachim kalim. Now, and let's say the amount of time they can be eaten are the same, like a taida gets mixed up with a chatas and ashram. So although taida is kachim kalim, and chatas and ashram is kachim, but they both could be eaten only for 1 day and one night. Or, let's say hanachalm liyam echad, binachalm nishnayam v'layla. Let's say a carbon that can be eaten for only 1 day gets mixed up with a carbon that can be eaten for 2 days and one night. For example, a shlamim, which can be eaten for 2 days and one night, gets mixed up with either a taida or a chatas and ashram. So then, in these two cases, yechlu kechamesh abehen, it has to be eaten according to the stringency of the more stringent of them, which is only for one day, and only in the Asar, whichever one of them has that stringency. And here the Rabban do not disagree, because there's no alternative. When they're animals, they could graze, develop a blemish, and be sold. Here they're ready limbs, what are you going to do? So you're not just going to burn it, because there is something to do. So you'll eat it according to the limitations of the stringency of the more stringent of the two of them. Now the Gemara quotes a halacha that will relate back to the halacha of our Mishnah. Tana kamei d'Rav, a teacher of Brais is taught the following Brais in front of Rav. The Brais says, Shviyas, regarding the produce of the Shemitah year, ein loikhin b'dameha truma. You're not allowed to take money that has Shemitah sanctity and buy truma with it. Let's say Kain has Shemitah money, which from Shemitah produce, and he wants to eat truma, because it's cheaper price, let's say. You cannot take the Shemitah money to buy truma with it. Why? Says the Brais of Neshem and Maitin Bachilasa, because that's going to diminish the amount of time that you could eat the truma. Because truma you could eat forever. Shemitah produce can only be eaten up until the time that produce is still available for wild animals in the field. So it's going to cause, if you're going to buy with the Shemitah money, that whatever's left over after that time has to be liquidated. And it's going to cause a loss to the truma produce, which you're not allowed to. You have to keep this, you have to safeguard the truma. And therefore, you're not allowed to buy with the Shemitah money. So Amru Rabban Kamei Rabba. So the rabbi said this Bryce in front of Rabba, that Hod like Reb Shimon, that this Bryce is obviously not like Reb Shimon of our Mishnah. Deek Reb Shimon, because if it's like Reb Shimon, Ha'amar Mavin Kachem Beis Absul, he, in disagreement of the Chacham and our Mishnah, said, you could bring Kachem that's going to become invalidated, meaning that you're limiting the amount of time that you could eat it, like I said in the Halacha of our Mishnah. So obviously the Bryce is not like him. On that Amaluhu, on that Rabba said to them, Afilatam Reb Shimon, you could even say the time of this Bryce is like Reb Shimon. That you're not allowed to buy the truma with the Shemitah money. Because Hanamili Dievin, Reb Shimon was only saying, after the fact, if they got mixed up, so he says the best option is to bring them both karbonas, not to graze, develop a blemish like the chum hold, bring them as karbonas, but then yeah, limit it, and even though it might cause nicer, you limit it, but that's because it's after the fact. Like at Chilulai, initially he would of course agree that you now do something that's going to cause kachman to become the base of psul. And therefore, he would agree that you cannot buy truma with the Shemitah money, because yeah, that would be limiting and might cause a loss to truma, which even he agrees that Getchila is not allowed to be done.